So in history, there's always like the north and the south, and it's also like divided into the north king and also the south king. So after the fall of the Saigon regime, there's also the resentment from the southern Vietnamese towards the north communist. And this resentment and the division also transfer to the Vietnamese in diaspora, and especially here in Berlin. Berlin is become like the very good example of this division of the existence of two community which have very strong political oppositions. They have both the stereotype about the very strongly about political ideology. And these political differences make the way into cultural differences. So people with different ideology, political ideology, they also trying to like dig into the cultural difference and say that, yeah, this is like the cultural difference. But there's something particularities with the Vietnamese community here in Berlin, because this is developed with also the division of the German society themselves, the identities, especially people coming from the contract worker background. They only identify themselves as Vietnamese, who really have to earn their way to be in Germany. It's very different from people from the West, I would say, like Vietnamese people from the West, because the Vietnamese people from the West, they are completely disconnected from Vietnam for quite a long time. So after 1975, most of the Boat people thought that there was no home anymore. And now I have to build a new home in Germany. People from the East is still thinking Vietnam, I still have family in Vietnam, I still have home in Vietnam, and I still I could come back Vietnam anytime. But the Boat people, no, there's no way to go back. There is only one home now that I need to work on, which is in German society. Because of the different routes, migration routes affect the psychological idea about who would be the one who legitimate to be here in Germany. Because the Boat people were rescued and welcomed. They was provided with all kind of support, from finding job, with also the psychological support to overcome the traumas. They also got the support from learning the language, getting to know the culture. But on the other side, when you look at the Vietnamese from the eastern part, they completely left alone after the Berlin Wall fall. So they actually have to rely on their ethnic connections and also the chance to find like the way to earn their life in Germany. So the way Vietnamese from the East getting chance to be in Germany creates the idea they are not eligible to be here. And from the book from People Bui, what is the title? Envisioning Vietnamese, she said, that because during the time after the Berlin Fall, the contract workers actually trying to earn their life in the new unified Germany. They only look at the Boat people and the successful story which also was presented during the on the German social media, and they trying to use that image. And then it's also applied for their image. So they say, yeah, there's a mafia gangster, violence, killing, murderer, but there's still a good story about the Vietnamese. So they use that story to make them feel better when it combined with the division between the West and the East. After the Berlin Fall, you even see like the Eastern Germany become a second-class citizen. They also being discriminated just because they're from the East. And the Vietnamese also integrated this kind of idea into their mind. They always have an idea of, oh, the West is always better than the East. The West doing economically better than the East. They are politer, but the Eastern people is always very rude, very grumpy. So there is also the stereotype among the migration communities about the West and the East.